First of all, though, time for the latest headline news. Here's Amber Stark.
A strategy intended to ensure Guernsey's elderly residents are looked after is going to be overseen by a new group to ensure it achieves its aims. The working party will be led by the Chief Minister, who says the Supported Living and Ageing Well strategy is an urgent priority for the states. If marijuana were legalised in Guernsey, there is a fear it could lead to more problems for some people. The charity Drug Concern offers free advice to users and worried individuals, and they think young people may be more at risk if it was more easily available. The bathing pools are closed until further notice. The recent bad weather has caused extensive damage to the pools, which were built in 1876. They are being drained and assessed before repairs can be made. And Prince William and David Beckham are meeting 60 heads of state from around the world today to try to convince them to stop endangered wildlife being trafficked. They're appearing at a major conference in London to discuss how to end the poaching of animals like tigers and elephants.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Next year's NatWest Island Games will be the biggest ever held. There's exactly 500 days until the event is held in Jersey, and provisional numbers show the same number of people will be competing as there are in the current Winter Olympics. The committee says organising is going well, and Chair Phil Austin says the number set to take part is staggering.
Each island is asked to declare about this time, 18 months ahead, of their provisional numbers, how many people they think they'll be bringing. And those numbers show at this moment in time that there'll be around just over 2,900 competitors, and that's probably about 600 bigger than any previous game.
In football, Liverpool are right back in the Premier League title hunt. They had to come from behind twice to win 3-2 at bottom of the table Fulham. They're now just 4 points behind leaders Chelsea. Arsenal missed the chance to go top. They drew 0-0 with Manchester United. Tottenham's impressive form continued with a 4-0 thumping of sorry Newcastle. Stoke and Swansea drew 1-1. And Britain's best hope of winning a gold medal at the Winter Olympics gets her game started this morning. Skeleton World Cup champion Lizzie Yarnold has 2 runs down the course today and 2 tomorrow. The lowest overall time over 4 heats will win the medal. Yarnold is the favourite and she's well prepared.
We only have 6 minutes practice in any competition, so 3 days of 2 runs in official training. So we don't have a lot of time, so I just stay totally focused on that. I don't think about any of the pressure.
That's the latest, but there's more of today's stories on our website. That's islandfm.com.
We've got sport covered. Turn to Island Insurance for exceptional cover.